Hey, Songtown, welcome. Today we're going to talk about song ideas.
Woohoo!
I like song ideas. It's a topic. It's close to my heart.
We've made our living off of song ideas. There's nothing better when we're in a writing room. I have gone into co-writes where I'm dead tired. Maybe I didn't sleep the night before. Maybe the baby was up all night. Maybe the, you know, maybe out too late, having fun, whatever. And somebody throws out a great idea in the songwriting room. And it's like all of a sudden you get energized.
Yeah.
Like it totally, like, you're not tired anymore. You know, you can think clearly.
Yeah.
And I've often wondered what that was. So I thought today we could talk a little bit about song ideas, what makes them good. And really what got me thinking about this was somebody sent me a message on Facebook, an old friend from high school. And they're like, I got this great song idea for you. And I read it and I was like, oh, it's a situation, but it's not a song idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we could talk a little bit about that. What do you think the difference is? I know you had a story about next brother-in-law you were telling me about that wanted you to write a song for years.
Yeah, he kept telling me, he's like, I got this song idea. It's killer. You got to write it. And the idea was the moving van is here again. And I'm like, and like, what was that? You know, and
it makes you wonder what it's about. But what was he thinking?
Well, the situation that made him think of that was the house across the street from him. Like the people got divorced. So a moving van showed up and then left. And then the lady got remarried. So the moving van came and, you know, the guy moved in and then they got divorced and the moving van's there again. But I'm like, you know, that's just, it's really kind of a situation.
And it's missing the point of even the story that he told you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really incidental to what was happening.
Right.
And it made me think of the Jimmy Webb song that I think Amy Grant did and quite a few other people have covered called If These Walls Could Speak.
Mm-hmm.
So you could take that situation and go, man, I'd love to know what went on in that house. You know, if these walls could speak, what would they tell me about, you know, of all this turmoil, all these changing relationships and that kind of stuff. So that's how you kind of can take a situation and turn it into a song idea, because that idea had a lot more meat on it. It had a lot more emotion behind it. And it was not just simply a situation you observed, but it was digging deeper into the emotion behind it and the humanity behind what was going on.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that song. So the idea is you're singing the song from the perspective of the walls?
No, in his song, I mean, essentially, he was just talking about, you know, wishing the walls could talk and tell him about all the things that had happened in that house before.
Oh, see, that's, got there. That is instantly a great, I'm going, that's a great idea.
Yeah,
I've got to check out that song again. Yeah. I haven't heard it in a long time. Or you could write a song about a haunted house, like, mm-hmm. or a house that's cursed, because why does this keep happening over and over again? Whereas the moving van doesn't really give me a feeling of anything about what was happening.
Yeah, and I think the key to that is there's not any heart in that, really. It's like,
right.
You know, the idea of, okay, the moving van's here again, is just kind of like, oh, well, that kind of thing.
But, I think that's what it is when you're in a writing session and somebody throws an idea out that gets you instantly juiced. It's because there is this emotion around that title. Like, it pulls you in. And it has energy around it that goes, okay, this song has legs. And what we mean by that is this is a song that you can write from start to finish. Whereas the moving van idea was maybe we can write a couple of lines, but we don't have anything to get us to the finish line there. Yeah.
You know, we did an event in Canada one time where we challenged people to go off and come up with five sentences that they'd really like to say to somebody in their life. Because people had been turning in these songs that sounded manufactured and kind of trite. And this one guy, the situation that he came to us with was, you know, I was in a great relationship and I ruined it because I was immature. So that was the situation. Well, we encouraged him to brainstorm titles and song ideas around that. And the song he came back with was, I wish you'd stuck around to see the grown-up me.
Wow.
Like, when he played it, everybody's like, oh, dang, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, when you just said that, I felt it. Like, mm-hmm. there's some intangible thing that happens emotionally when we hear a great idea. First of all, I wanted to know what was that song about, you know? And then the second thing is it just made me feel something, just hearing that title.
Yeah. And I think that's the key is, like, we can take, it's great to take situations in life and write about them, but we have to find a way to attach emotion to them. And that's where it turns into a song idea. It's like when I get the concept of what's going on or the storyline behind it, and then I can find the heart of the matter, I guess would be the way to put it. It's like, okay, what's really going on there?
Don Henley wrote that song already, Heart of the Matter.
That's true. but, you know, when I wrote the song Let Me Down Easy that became a number one,
Bragger.
Jennifer Hansen, I think. Yeah, Jennifer Hansen and Mark Nestler and I were all going through a divorce on that day. And they were divorcing each other, and I was getting divorced. And so, you know, the situation was, here's three people in a really bad place and hurting. And so we wrote about, well, like, where could we go from here?
Right.
You know, well, I hope I fall again, but if I do, it's going to take somebody letting me down easy. And we were like, oh, okay, that's a concept that has legs or has heart behind it.
Right, as opposed to the situation could be in that, for that title, maybe, you know, I really like you, but I'm kind of afraid to do this again. It might turn out bad. But the idea, the song idea is, if I fall, will you let me down easy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. What do you think, other than that emotion, what makes a good title? Because we know through our careers, and we know from like a recent class we had where we paired up songwriters in Songtown to write with artists that have label deals, the ideas that those artists picked over and over in this class had interesting titles, mm-hmm. really interesting titles. And so I think not only do you need the emotional aspect, but you need to break through all the noise out there. You need a title that's different, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that certainly helps because artists are listening to hundreds or thousands of songs for every record. And so you need something that stands out. You know, my Let Me Down Easy and Must Be Doing Something Right are not great titles, I don't think. But we took them and turned them into something.
A great idea.
You know, and so I think there was a danger with both those songs that they wouldn't get listened to because they didn't have a great titles. That would have helped. But the fact that, you know, once they did listen, they're like, oh, you paid that off differently than I expected. You know, there's still a different angle on how we're coming at it, you know. And so I think, you know, to me, one thing that makes an idea great is that it rings true. You know, that when people hear it, they go, oh, yeah, you know, that's how I feel, or I felt that way before, or I can empathize with that person feeling that way. You know, it feels honest and true. Doesn't feel manufactured, maybe.
Yeah. It feels like you wrote that song about me and my life.
Yeah. I wrote a song one time called Concrete Trampoline, and we wrote it really well, and it's a unique title, but I think it was just trying too hard to be, you know, it was trying too hard to be clever. And basically we're saying life's a concrete trampoline. It hits you hard. You're like, you know, on the way down, it hits you hard kind of thing, which was a good concept. But I think we probably could have come up with a title that was more relatable to that, you know, as opposed to manufacturing something that doesn't exist.
Yeah, and you know, the visual is not too pleasant.
No, it's like people splatting on the concrete, you know. And so, I mean, I think that's kind of a failed attempt at, you know, trying to force it to be too crazy or quirky and that kind of thing. And to me, it didn't quite ring true. So that's one of the things I'm looking at. But also, like you mentioned a while ago, I think if I hear something and I go, oh, man, I felt that, you know, gave me chills or made me stop in my tracks, you know, then it's probably a great idea. Like, what would you add to that?
Yeah, I wanted to rewind just a bit where you were talking about you had success with the title that must be doing something right. I think sometimes if you take a common phrase, which when you look at the title, you go, okay, well, that's not that unique. If you have a common phrase and then you figure out a unique kind of angle, a unique idea to put along with that, that can be even more powerful, mm-hmm. I think, because it's conversational. People instantly relate to it because it's a common phrase. But then you add all this new angle to it. I think that can even be better. So I think you either have to have a great title, a unique title. I had a song called Don't Think, I Don't Think About It. I had never heard that song title before, so it kind of made me go, oh, okay, well, that's a different song title.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that, then I think you have to have the ability to twist that title, that common phrase, and make it unique and different. Because an artist is not going to sing something obvious, right. At least not from you. They might write it themselves.
Right.
But if you're trying to break in as a writer, your only ticket into the music business is going to be coming up with something unique.
Yeah. We've got a video series on Songtown called What's Your Angle that kind of goes into a process for finding a different way to use your title. And I think that, you know, A&R people and artists and producers have heard every idea known to man, pretty much.
Yeah.
And so what they're looking for is something that's a different approach to that idea. So if they've heard that title 50 times, but yours is a really unique angle, they're going to go, oh, okay, that's fresh.
Right.
You know, that's really different. I have a song called Save It for a Rainy Day, but Kenny Chesney came out with a song called Save It for a Rainy Day. It was kind of the same idea, but it was a really different angle on that,
right.
That title, you know, so common phrase, but a really unique way of saying it. And I think that's what we're after all the time is, you know, find something that says something in a way that people go, oh, I've never heard that, but that's true.
Right.
You know?
And even with music, I know we're talking about song titles here, but even in music, I'm always looking for a fresh way to twist a melody that hasn't been done before or an interesting chord change against the melody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, someone wrote a comment on one of our videos the other day and they were like, well, you know, great songs don't matter because it's all about labels just putting lots of money behind average songs. And my response was, try breaking into the music business with an average song. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one thing if a superstar puts out a good song that's not great. Well, they've kind of built a reputation. Mm-hmm. Their fans like them. But if you're trying to break in something, you know, as a new artist or a new songwriter, good luck trying to do that with average or just good songs. It takes a great song to cut through.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that really does start with developing the ability to write an idea or a concept in a way that not everybody would write it.
Yeah.
You know, we have a class where we give everybody in the class the same title. And so we'll have 80 to 100 songs with the same title. And it's amazing that, you know, 70% of them will take the same approach.
Right.
Most obvious, I call it the first exit off the interstate. Like, okay, I know what that means. I'm going to write that. And then you'll have another 20% that'll write it kind of a different way. And then you'll have 10% of the people where you and I are like, I never thought of that.
Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah. And so that's what we're after is being in that 10% of you hear the title, you go, I think I know what that's about. And then you listen to the song and you're like, oh, that's cool. That's, you know, that's a fresh approach to that.
Yeah. Anything else about titles that you think are valuable here?
Well, I would add that the title of our sponsor is Sweetwater Gear. And we love Sweetwater. Clay's got a room full of gear there, here from there.
We should write him a song.
We should write him a song. Yeah. But check out link in the show notes to Sweetwater, to Songtown, to our books about songwriting, all that kind of stuff. And we'll see you next time.
Cheers.